It's the Anfield Rapid. It's John Gibbons. We're looking at moments of the season so far. There is a slight break, a whole 6 days counting where Liverpool don't play a game of football, which has been quite rare international breaks aside. So we thought we'd reflect because, let's face it, it is a lovely time to reflect. The league table looked fantastic. Liverpool are through to the Champions League knockouts. They're in a League Cup final. It's all looking brilliant and slightly, possibly unexpected, but I'll let the gentleman in front of me debate that. I have got Andy Heaton, I've got Neil Atkinson, I've got Ian Ryan, and I've asked those three handsome men and myself to pick a moment from the season so far, and I've been quite loose on what constitutes a moment, and I was loose because I wanted to be, but also I wanted to give free rein for people to pick what they wanted sort of from that, really, because there's all bit. I think there's been a moment for all of us, and that's all of us in the room, and I'm sure you guys listening as well, where you just thought, yeah, this team's the real deal, yeah, this season could be really special, and yeah, we're onto something here, and maybe we need to adjust our expectations of what is possible from this season, and now it's all looking great, but I am interested to get a bit of the chat going around the room, and we're going to talk about each other's as well, of course. And why not on that, but I've asked for one each, and I'm going to go chronologically. Ian Ryan came back with his homework first. I think it is important to point out he's a very diligent man. But
I left for a couple of hours, to be fair. no fucking cuts or bugs to go back, yeah, so I thought, you know what, I better make the effort here.
Well, Gutman came back, but we're not in a can't wait for the show kind of a vibe. Dog ate his homework, I think, for Rob, but everyone else sort of done theirs, and I am going to go chronologically. Easy for me to say, and that does start with you, Neil, because we're still, I think, just about in, are we in September, early September?
It's the first game of September, it's just before the international break, and I've gone for United away, the 3-0 against Manchester United, and there's a few reasons why. One is, I was always really, all the way through the summer, when we knew the fellow was coming in, my position was, I said it over and over again on shows, if I could pick the fixture list, I'd give him first six that are pretty straightforward, but an away game in Manchester. Because, one, we don't win enough at Old Trafford. Well, we haven't won enough at Old Trafford under the previous manager. And two, City, you can just go there and get beat anytime, anyway. You know, most seasons that was the case, and that was my thought process in the summer. So anything that's not a defeat in either of those instances will be all right. And the idea, therefore, of a win will get everyone going and it'll have a huge amount of feel-good. So that was my position. Yours was, all the way through the summer when we were doing live shows, when we were away on tour, was essentially as soon as that fixture list dropped, your attitude was, this is the biggest game of our lives.
It was a banana skin the size of Pittsburgh, and I was in Pittsburgh. And my reason was, I should have known exactly when it was. When I was debating, was it late August or early September? It was the 1st of September, and that was part of it, because I was worried about the transfer deadline, and I didn't think we were going to buy anyone. In the end, we did get Chiesa, but it looked like we weren't going to sort of buy anyone. United were throwing money around. I didn't know how good any of those players were at that point, but they were throwing money around and threatening to throw even more at certain points. And I just had that early Ten Hag game in my head,